From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia has said she is optimistic about Indonesia attaining a demographic dividend that will peak in 2030 and becoming a developed country in 2024 if its people remain disciplined and inculcate a strong work ethic. As quoted by Antara, she said in an official statement on Monday, Indonesia has a large population and is dominated by citizens that are in their productive age, with people in the 14 to 64 age group accounting for 70% of the country's total population. She noted Indonesia has the potential to achieve a demographic dividend that will peak in 2030, provided several requirements are met. The Indonesian Communication and Informatics Ministry has urged Electronic System Operators or PSES to pay more attention to the security of systems and user data following recent reports of alleged personal data leaks. As quoted by Antara, Communications and Informatics Ministry spokesperson Dedi Permadi on Monday explained, the government asked all PSES to pay attention to system security and data security by improving three aspects. They are the governance, human resources, and security technology of personal data protection. He also said the aspects are important to ensure the security of the personal data. The National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, and the Artificial Intelligence Research and Innovation Collaboration, or CORICA, will organize a virtual Artificial Intelligence Innovation Summit 2021 from November 10 to the 13, 2021. BRIN supports the acceleration of artificial intelligence mastery to be used for various strategic sectors. It was stated by BRIN's head Laksana Trihandoko in a statement on Monday, as reported by Antara. He also added artificial intelligence technology can be utilized to support strategic sectors such as farming, energy efficiency, cybersecurity, and creative industry. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, or DPRRI, Puan Maharani, has encouraged a proposed increase in workers' minimum wage rate in 2022 to improve the welfare of those affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. As quoted by Antara, Puan Maharani in an official statement on Monday said the House encourages that the increase must be able to fulfill the necessities of the people. In 2020, the government had advised regional governments not to increase the wage rate in 2021, citing the decline in the national economy. She believed that a wage raise can boost the purchasing power of workers and thus improve their welfare. Now we move to the international news. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison will on Tuesday announce details of a planned 2050 net zero emissions target after agreeing a deal with his coalition government's junior partner. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Morrison has been under mounting global pressure to take further action to cut carbon emissions in Australia, which is one of the world's largest emitters of greenhouse gases on a per capita basis. The Junior National Party, which has a strong power base in regional parts of the country that are more reliant on industries such as agriculture and mining, has long been a stumbling block to revise climate policies. The U.S. State Department said on Monday, the U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, will travel to London on October 26 to continue talks with counterparts from China on efforts to address the climate crisis. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Kerry will then travel to Rome on October 30 to join President Joe Biden for the G20 Leaders Summit. On November 1, Kerry will travel to Glasgow, Scotland for the COP26 Global Climate Conference. We end the news with at least 7 people who are reported to have died and some 140 have been hurt after soldiers fired on crowds opposing a military takeover in Sudan. Protesters took to the streets after the armed forces dissolved civilian rule, arrested political leaders and called a state of emergency on Monday. Troops are reported to have been going house to house in the capital Khartoum, arresting local protest organizers. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, the coup has been condemned around the world and the U.S. halted $700 million in aid. Well, listener, that was the news.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo had the opportunity to deliver his speech at the Asian Business and Investment Summit on Monday. He conveyed about the economic revival of the Asian member countries amid the COVID-19 pandemic. He disclosed 3 key points to revitalize the economy in the Southeast Asia region. First, healthcare must become a top priority. The short-term agenda to accelerate and equalize vaccination in all countries in the region must be carried out jointly. Thereby, the target of vaccination of the Asian population as many as 70% must be achieved immediately. Second, Asia's economic recovery must be accelerated by reactivating safe travel, including safe tourism. According to the records of the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, the level of restrictions in Southeast Asia is 82%, the highest in the world. With the COVID-19 situation increasingly under control,
President Joko Widodo believes that this restriction can be reduced. However, it must be guaranteed safe from the risk of the pandemic. He also reminded again that a year ago, Indonesia initiated the Asian Travel Corridor Arrangement Framework. He perceived that this idea needs to be implemented immediately. In addition, President Joko Widodo has encouraged the recognition of vaccine certificates in the region, including the interoperability of vaccine system. Travel arrangement for people who have been vaccinated and healthy is necessary by implementing vaccinated travel lanes in the region. The third key that was pointed out by President Joko Widodo is by accelerating the adaptations of regional economic activities towards a digital economy, because the digital technology is the most effective solution in dealing with the limitation of movement and face-to-face meetings in community economic activities. He also viewed that Asia is the region with the fastest internet growth in the world. Therefore, the potential of Asian digital economy is very large. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the digital economy grew and reached $100 billion in 2020. President Joko Widodo also emphasized that Indonesia supports Asian to become a digitally connected community. In regard to President Joko Widodo's explanation, it is implied that fast and integrated steps must be taken immediately by all Asian member countries. This disclosure can be felt as urgency for the regional economy to recover sooner. However, the main requirement is a common vision, common step, and cooperative spirit for all Asian member countries. I'll start today in history with October 26, 1979, when South Korean President Park Chung-hee is assassinated. South Korean President Park Chung-hee was assassinated by his own colleague, head of the South Korean intelligence service Kim Jae-kyu, who was also a close friend of Park's. The assassination occurred on October 26, 1979, when Park Chung-hee held a limited banquet attended by a number of important state officials, including Kim Jae-kyu. Kim shot Park after a heated argument. He and his bodyguards were arrested and sentenced to death by hanging on May 24, 1980. Moving on to October 26, 1994, when the Israel-Jordan Peace Treaty occurred. On October 26, 1994, Jordan and Israel signed a peace treaty in Israel's Rafah Valley near the Jordanian border. Israeli Prime Minister Rabin and Jordanian Prime Minister Abdel Salam al-Majali signed the agreement, while Israeli President Ezer Weizmann shook hands with King Hussein. The event was witnessed by the U.S. President Bill Clinton and Secretary of State Warren Christopher. Egypt welcomed the agreement while Syria ignored it. Meanwhile, the Lebanese militia group Hezbollah opposed the agreement. 20 minutes before the signing of treaty, the group launched mortar and rocket attacks on northern Galilee. I'll end today in history with October 26, 2010, when Mount Merapi erupts. Mount Merapi, which is located in the special region of Yogyakarta and is one of the active volcanoes in Indonesia, erupted and emitted hot clouds on October 26, 2010. The eruption of Mount Merapi damaged several surrounding villages. It also killed at least 353 villagers around the foot of the mountain. One of them is the famous caretaker of Mount Merapi, Mbah Marijan. He received the 2011 Cultural Award from the Yogyakarta Provincial Government posthumously in the category of Preserving Customs and Traditions.
Berdiam di dalam rumah ini denganmu dari malam hingga malam lagi. Terkungkung langkah ragu tak kemana-mana dari Rabu hingga Rabu lagi. Semakin banyak waktu untuk bicara, Semakin ku paham harapmu apa, semakin banyak waktu untuk bersama. Bersyukur ku kau utuh jiwa raga. Bila ini perlukan ada, tetap kita saling menjaga. Hari depan tak ada yang tahu. Hadirmu sangat berharga, ku ingin engkau tahu aku sayang kamu. Kita di bawah atap lindungan yang sama, menunggu tenangnya langit pagi. Sadari indah kerut wajahmu yang baru, tenteram setia mengawalmu. Semakin banyak waktu bersamamu, semakin mahir ku menata rindu. Semakin banyak waktu di dekatmu, semakin ku paham apa doamu. Bila ini perlukan ada, oh, tetap kita saling menjaga. Hari depan berharga, ku ingin engkau tahu aku sayang kamu. Aku sayang kamu.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Center for Asian Country Studies was officially established at the Institute of International Relations Taras Shevchenko University in Kiev, Ukraine on October 19, 2021. The establishment of this institution is the result of collaboration, coordination and close cooperation among the embassies of Asian member countries, the Ukrainian Ministries of Foreign Affairs and Taras Shevchenko University, which is the best university in Ukraine. As quoted by kemlu.go.id, the opening of the Center for Asian Country Studies was inaugurated by Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, Dmytro Kuleba, and attended by Chancellors of Taras Shevchenko University, Professor Volodymyr Bugrov, Indonesian Ambassador to Ukraine, Professor Yudi Krisnandi, Ambassador of Vietnam, Nguyen Hong Tak, Trust Affairs of Malaysian Embassy, Fadilah Daud, and Director of the Institute of International Relations, Professor Valerie Kopika. On the occasion, Ambassador Yudi Krisnandi pointed out that the Center for Asian Country Studies can be a place for researchers, observers, and students to get together and exchange information and also provide expert views to the government on policies that must be taken, as well as predict the impact of the policies. He also stated that the existence of the center could be the first step to realize an increase in the volume of Ukraine-Asian trade by up to $5 billion, as stated by Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dmytro Kuleba, at the beginning of his tenure. Meanwhile, Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba in his remarks congratulated and appreciated the hard work by the Minister of Foreign Affairs for Ukraine, Taras Shevchenko University and all embassies of Asian member countries in Ukraine. According to Minister Dmytro, the center is a tangible manifestation of Ukraine's increasing interest in Southeast Asia. Ukraine will study the success of the Asian community in carrying out political, social, security, economic and socio-cultural integration of countries that have various differences. The presence of the Center for Asian Country Studies is intended to further introduce Asian countries and the various potentials they own to the Ukrainian public, especially their economic and socio-cultural potential. Moreover, this institution can act as a medium to enrich the knowledge of the Ukrainian people about the Asian organization and its role at the regional and world levels. The establishment of this institution is expected to bridge closer cooperation between Asian countries and Ukraine in various fields.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jatuh di dasar nesta.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Listener, if the situation is getting better and you can travel again, please come to Indonesia. There are various interesting tourist attractions and activities. For example, if you visit the city of Boyolali, Central Java, there is Indrokilo Botanical Garden. While recreation, you can get more insight about the variety of lowland rainforest plants here. This botanical garden is located in Kampung Tamburejo, Kemiri Sub-District, Mojosongo District, Boyolali Regency. It takes about 10 minutes from Boyolali Square to this tourist attraction. During this pandemic, Indrokilo is only open on weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. At the entrance, tourists get their body temperature checked. In fact, it is mandatory to have at least the first dose of vaccine. In the tourist area, tourists are required to wear masks and keep their distance. Indrokilo Botanical Garden was built on an area of 935 hectares. This botanical garden has more than 900 specimens of plant collections with 7 themes of plants. They are medicinal plants, ferns, conservation, labyrinth, bamboo, local fruit, and honorary plants. The special thing about Indrokilo Botanical Garden is there are 7 icons that will later become the characteristics of this tourist attraction. There is Pasingsingan Gate. The gate with the 12-meter height and 20-meter width is inspired by the gates of Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall Monument in Taipei. This gate is welcome door into the Indrokilo Botanical Garden. Passing through the welcome door, you will see the statue of Sosro Birowo. The statue with a height of 17 meters is the closest icon to the entrance of Indrokilo Botanical Garden. Sosro Birowo is a magic spell from a man named Mahesa Jenar. He is a former soldier guarding the king who is very tough and strong. Another icon is Taman Paku. Taman Paku is one of the thematic parks in Indrokilo Botanical Garden. As the name implies, this park stores various collections of ferns or pteridophyta, which are divided into two, outdoor and indoor. In addition to increasing knowledge at Taman Paku, you can also take pictures as much as you want. Besides Taman Paku, you can also visit Labyrinth Garden. When photographed from above using a drone, the shape of this park has the concept of Gunungan Wayang, which symbolizes the unity of the Indonesian nation. Listener, the next icon is a miniature of Niagara Falls. This waterfall is located on the west side of Indrokilo Botanical Garden with a height of 7 meters and a width of 34 meters. The source of this artificial waterfall is Gandul and Sombo rivers, whose flow is dammed and the water is channeled through pipes to the upstream side of the cliff with a pump. There is also the management office of Indrokilo Botanical Garden. There is a building called EBU, which stands for Electronic Banyu Udan, that has rainwater processing technology into ready-to-drink water. Don't forget to visit Pond Painting Feature 2, a replica of Prophet Noah's Ark. According to the story of Prophet Noah, the plan is that the Ark will be equipped with statues of several pairs of animals. The Indrokilo Tourism Management has also provided public facilities, such as outbound game rides, free Wi-Fi, bathrooms, and prayer rooms. listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu.
Tak kenapa jika kau ingin pergi.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment of Voice of Indonesia's English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is berwisata. Berwisata, which means traveling. Next is an example of a conversation entitled Pelukis Terkenal, Pelukis Terkenal, or in English, a famous painter. Kevin is impressed by the interior design of the hotel room, especially the painting. He wants to know who is the painter. Then he asks the room service who comes to check the cooler. Let's listen to their conversation.
Siapa yang melukis lukisan ini?
Seorang pelukis terkenal.
After listening to the conversation, next I will present phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic, namely pelukis terkenal. Pelukis terkenal, which means a famous painter. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Melukis, melukis, which means to paint. Lukisan, lukisan, which means painting. Seorang, seorang, which means a person. Pelukis, pelukis, which means painter. Terkenal, terkenal, which means famous. Seorang pelukis terkenal. Seorang pelukis terkenal, which means a famous painter. Apa pekerjaanmu? Apa pekerjaanmu, which means what's your occupation? Ia seorang perias pengantin. Ia seorang perias pengantin, which means she is a bridal makeup artist. Ini pengemudi taksi yang akan mengantarkanmu. Ini pengemudi taksi yang akan mengantarkanmu, which means this is the taxi driver who will take you. In the conversation, you heard the word pelukis. Pelukis, which means painter, a person who paints picture. The word pelukis, pelukis, is formed from the root word lukis. Lukis, which means to paint. Added with the suffix per, it means a person who works as a painter. Other examples? Let's listen to other examples of sentence that use the suffix per, which means a person who works as. Apa pekerjaan ibumu? Apa pekerjaan ibumu? Which means what is your mother's occupation? Ia seorang perias pengantin. Ia seorang perias pengantin, which means she is a bridal makeup artist. Ini pengemudi taksi yang akan mengantarkanmu. Ini pengemudi taksi yang akan mengantarkanmu, which means this is the taxi driver who will take you. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the sample of conversation one more time.
Siapa yang melukis lukisan ini?
Seorang pelukis terkenal.
Listen, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic berwisata. Berwisata, which means traveling. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nico Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
katanya kamu tak peduli lagi dan tak cinta.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song, Pancaran Senja by Pak Ngah Suhardi. Pancaran Senja song comprises the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. This song is about someone who is sad because of waiting for and missing his lover. He is waiting for her every day, but she never comes. Pancaran Senja is included in the album of Malay songs Junjung Budaya Kepri or Riau Islands. Alright listener, here is Pancaran Senja by Pak Ngah Suhardi.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Indonesia.
Kita banyak bicara, cukup kita lakukan, mewujudkan semua harapan kita. Kita tak menginginkan ini semua terjadi dan berdampak besar kepada kita. Sesungguhnya kemenangan beriringan dengan kesabaran. Marilah kita semua saling peduli demi negeri kita. Percayalah,
kita akan buktikan, percayalah.
kita akan buktikan, percayalah.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.